You're listening to SBS News.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has secured a second term in office despite his party losing its majority. The Liberal Party is projected to secure the most seats in the 338-seat parliament, with Elections Canada declaring the party has won or is leading in 156 of the nation's 338 electoral districts. It needs 170 for a majority, so we'll have to rely on opposition parties to pass legislation. Delivering his victory speech, Mr. Trudeau said the election result shows Canadians have rejected division, negativity, cuts and austerity in favour of a progressive agenda.
You are sending our Liberal team back to work, back to Ottawa with a clear mandate. We will make life more affordable. We will continue to fight climate change. We will get guns off our streets and we will keep investing in Canadians.
Justin Trudeau's electoral record mirrors that of his late father and former Liberal Prime Minister Pierre, who also won a majority in his first election and ruled a minority government in his second. The 47-year-old, who took power in 2015, saw his popularity drop over old photos of him in blackface and his handling of a corporate corruption case. The vote shows a deeply divided country, with the defeated Conservatives winning the popular vote, while a resurgent separatist Bloc Québécois made big strides in the mainly French-speaking province of Quebec. In his concession speech, Conservative leader Andrew Scheer thanked supporters for the party's strong result.
We don't know for sure how many more Conservatives Canadians will send to Ottawa tonight, but what we do know is that after the 2015 election, when Justin Trudeau looked unstoppable, when all the pundits and experts said it was the beginning of another Trudeau dynasty, that he would have 8 or even 12 years in power. But tonight, Conservatives have put Justin Trudeau on notice. And Mr. Trudeau, when your government falls, Conservatives will be ready.
But Justin Trudeau says his government is committed to fighting for all Canadians, not just those who voted for him.
We will champion Canada in all its diversity. We will give voice to the voiceless. And in every decision we make as your government, we will always put this country and its people first.
A record number of ethnically diverse candidates ran in the election, including New Democratic Party leader Jagmeet Singh, who is the first minority leader of a federal Canadian political party. Although the NDP had a disappointing night, losing almost half of its seats, the party could exercise significant influence over Justin Trudeau's minority government. Mr. Singh says he's spoken to Mr. Trudeau and will work hard to deliver on Canada's priorities.
We're going to make sure that the energy that we built over this campaign, the excitement that we built, and the focus that we put on people's struggles, continues, and so that we can play a constructive and positive role in the new parliament the Canadians have chosen.
Amy Hall, SBS News.